Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. This time around, it's a special one because we're meeting for episode number 50. If you would ask me when I just got started whether I foresee this podcast even getting to episode number 50, I would say hell yes, because I just, ever since the very first episode, I loved everything about podcasting. And I think in like the very first episode, I actually talk about how it took me 10 years to actually get started with the podcasting, while honestly, it should have been a thing all along. And ever since I started, I think it was May 31st. It was literally like the most ridiculous date for like starting anything. But ever since I got started, I literally have loved every moment. I have loved every episode. And podcasting, especially when I see the numbers, like I don't have huge downloads, okay? I don't have huge downloads. I don't aspire at this point to like be a top podcast of any kind. I'm just really enjoying the process. But the thing with the downloads is that every time when I see, like, I'm on a platform called Buzzsprout and they just automatically send me like weekly insights. And every week when I see like that insight of people who have downloaded the episodes, I'm so excited to see it. The idea of somebody like willingly listening to me, and I love talking, I have always loved talking, it's like a passion of mine. Knowing that there's always a bunch of people who have willingly said yes, I want to listen to this. And there's a bit of a mystery about podcasting and podcasting downloads, because I never know who is on the other side, right? I see the numbers, but I don't have, like, I can see some countries, I can see, well, yeah, countries and cities, I guess. I can see some other stats, but in general, I don't really know who is actually listening to this. And it's a bit of a mystery, but it's kind of exciting as well. And it's definitely thrilling just to know that so many people weekly say yes to listening what I have to say. And to kind of commemorate the fact that we are halfway to 100 episodes, I wanted to talk about podcasting. I want to talk a bit more about things I have learned and explored. And I have to say that it's not even a matter of like having had 50 podcast episodes, because a lot of what I explored was in the very early days of creating podcasts, and it just has stuck with me ever since. So in this episode, I want to encourage you to start your podcast if that's on your mind. And hopefully some of the tips and tricks and insights I'm about to give will be that final kick in the butt you need to actually get the ball rolling. First of all, I have to say, if you have that inner calling for podcasting, there's literally no one reason not to do it, okay? Even if you feel like you don't have a big audience, there will not be that many people, or it will be like just another thing to grow in the online space, which can be challenging, podcasting somehow is one of the simplest things I have done. And I've been in the online space for a decade. I have created different offers, different products. I have used so many different platforms. I have tried to grow on so many different social media, so many like short-term things that have come along. But at the end of the day, this right here, this podcast, is the simplest thing I have done, the simplest thing I have started, and somehow it was also the simplest thing to grow. So if you feel like this might be overwhelming, it might be too much to do, I would generally just suggest you to get started and try it out. The thing about podcasting is that before you start, it can feel very overwhelming. You're thinking about the microphone, you're thinking about how to record, what platforms to use, how to edit, like all of these things. But when you actually get started, you realize that most of this is a lot simpler than you could have ever thought. Now, in terms of the actual starting, so what you would need, microphone is a must, and I will say that it doesn't matter as much what microphone you choose, because here's the thing, there are free audio editing websites, platforms, softwares that you can use. For example, Descript is a simple editing tool that you can use to edit your audios as well as videos. And you don't have to actually edit the audio material, you will be editing the text. So you just delete the text you don't want to be in the audio, right? And the thing about Descript is that on this platform, you also get the chance to improve the sound. So if you have a microphone you don't love, or you feel like you don't have a budget for like the most high-end option out there, that is not something you need. Yes, you do need a microphone. No, you don't need anything super fancy. If you do have a chance to like research it and really, you know, invest in the best option, go for it, but it should never stop you from actually getting started. My microphone until this day is not the best one per se, but it's been doing its job and it's been perfectly fine for me. Another thing is that as you would get started with podcasting, there will be many questions and many decisions, like which podcasting software to use. Should you go for Hello Audio? Should you go for Buzzsprout? Should you go for Spotify for Podcasters? And there are like bajillion other ones. There are so many different softwares you can use. So these are the platforms where you will do the setup and you will do the upload for your episodes, and then later they will be shared on all the podcasting apps and platforms. So the thing with these is that all of them are the same, okay? Yes, there are some differences, and as you look through like their pricing pages, you will see like the key elements, like what are the key differences from each other. But as I was doing my own research, and even later down the road, as I was considering maybe moving away from Buzzsprout, the thing is that they really are so similar. The price point for most is kind of the same. It's often just a matter of how you feel about the platform that you're using. Is it a vibe for you? Do you like feel excited to use it? Or does it feel a bit too complicated? Or, you know, whatever might be the case. So I would suggest you to, yes, do your research, like ask around. And when I just got started, I got started on Threads. I was asking the questions about podcasting and I was thrown into like in the middle of a podcasting community and I got so many great answers. But the thing is, everyone have their own favorite. And honestly, I don't think there's, even now as I have done even more research, I don't think there is just like one perfect platform to go. As I mentioned before, I'm on Buzzsprout and I do like it. I wouldn't say that maybe it's the best per se, but it has all the features I need. I don't love that I have to have monthly subscription instead of annual because they just don't provide the annual plan. And actually, when it was Black Friday, I was going to move to Hello Audio because I think the pricing is this like the same or similar. But on Hello Audio, you can also do a private feed, which means that you can kind of make a paid podcast as well. Now, I didn't end up moving, and even if I would have, I don't think I would have a private podcast. But yeah, if that's something you want to consider, you might want to check it out. But at the same time, yeah, there are just so many other ones as well. And I would suggest you to just avoid getting paralyzed by this decision, because all of them really are the same. And if you ever decide to move, that can be done rather easily as well, so don't overthink it. That being said, I also want to give a note about some other elements that you might get stuck thinking about, like the name of your podcast, description of it, the intro podcast episode. That one was probably the hardest for me to record. All of these elements, like the graphics of your podcast and so on, all of that can be changed along the way, okay? Yes, it's great if you can start right off the bat with something that will last, but there are so many podcasters who have changed along the way and, you know, It's just a natural flow. If there's something that you feel good about right now, or you need some research time and then you land on an idea, just go for it. Like, don't overthink these small things. It's way more important that you start putting out the content. And that being said, one of the like the key advice when it comes to starting a podcast is to record the first episodes a bit in advance of the launch date. So if you want to have a specific date when you will publish the podcast, you will want to have your first episode recorded and submitted, like on your hosting platform. You will want it to be uploaded, because it can take some time for spaces like Spotify and Apple Podcasts to actually pick up on your podcast. Usually it takes like a moment, but in my case, it was less than a day. In some cases, it can be a bit longer, but it's just something to note. So you will want to put out something before you actually launch the podcast. Now, my favorite thing about podcasting really is that you learn it and you improve by doing it. You cannot expect from yourself to like get it perfect right off the bat. And even though I've been creating online courses, I've been recording content a ton, sitting down and recording a podcast, yes, it was kind of easy, but at the same time, I still had my challenges. And now when I look back at like the very first episodes, I'm like, yeah, I mean, they're good. I'm still delivering the value, but I do feel like a bit more uptight. I don't feel like I'm so much into the flow, and, you know, I am overthinking bits and pieces. And now, like when I'm 50 episodes in, I literally just sit down and do the talking. And I feel like I'm on like a coffee chat with someone, you know, every time I record a podcast episode. And also when it comes to things like editing, so there are people who don't edit their episodes, they just put them out as it is. I have always preferred editing because I just like to give myself like pauses in between. I like to, you know, take a sip of my tea, or sometimes just take a moment to breathe, or, you know, gather my thoughts, whatever might be the case. And depending on like the level of editing you want to be doing, this can be very simple. You know, you can just pause every 5 minutes and just easily cut that pause out. Or you can also edit out like more of the small details, but honestly, it doesn't matter as much. And I have noticed myself, as well as just talking with people who are podcasting, most people who prefer to listen to podcasts, they really don't care about that perfectness of the editing or the way you present material, right? They often just want to hear the topic. They want to hear the conversation. And yes, the audio quality and especially the volume will matter. I have also listened often to podcast episodes where I just don't hear the episode. Like if I'm walking on the street and the episode is quiet and I have turned on everything but the episode is still quiet, I will just not listen to it because I literally just don't hear it. So you want to make sure that your like volume levels are okay, that you are recording in a quiet space. But other than that, these small things, they really don't matter as much. And again, like as you go into podcasting and as you start editing or not, as you just record, everything will be easier as you go on. You cannot expect, and you shouldn't, it doesn't matter, the first 3, 5, whatever, 10 episodes for them to be perfect. No, just stick to the consistency, stick to the idea of what you want to say. And you can always revisit those episodes later. You can even re-record them if that's your calling, you know, if that's something you want to do. But honestly, like in most cases, it will never really be something to even think about. You just continue recording. The more you show up, the better it gets. The more you talk about your podcast, the more people see it. And one of the surprising elements for me was that my podcast got traction before I even publicly launched it. So mostly people were coming like through podcasting apps. They just found me like Spotify. They just found me by some keywords, and they were literally listening to my episodes before I actually publicly announced like, hey, here's my podcast. So that can also happen. And this is one of the things I started telling about earlier in the episode, how growing a podcast really was the simplest thing. And yes, I already have my audience, I already have a mailing list, I have people following me on Instagram, I have well-established Pinterest and so on. And I am sharing like these episodes everywhere. But even without doing that, the podcast is still getting the traction. So even if you don't have much of an audience, and especially if you don't have much of an audience, having a podcast can be such a great way to grow your online presence, to establish that authority, or just in general, be in the ears of people, you know? It's an amazing way to really reach your audience and to talk about whatever it is you want to be talking about. And one of the things that I have also discovered from myself as a listener is that I'm 100% more likely to buy from someone whose podcast I have listened to. And I so very often will check the links of people that I listen podcasts to. It might not always be the case with Instagram. It will not be case with ads. It will not be case with like emails. But the podcast is when I'm like, yes, I need to know. I need to know what you're all about. And I'm very likely to check out the website, check out the offers, sign up for the offers and so on. But obviously, this will really depend on the person. Either way, my takeaway for you here is to start podcasting. If that has been on your mind, start podcasting. There is no reason not to. Start with whatever you have, wherever you are. There are free tools and platforms and apps to use. So for example, Buzzsprout, I think they have like a free plan. I mean, I don't wanna lie about it. I'm not sure, but I think they have a free plan where you can start, or maybe it was like a very low cost. You can start and your episodes will be available for like two months. So if you're just getting started and you don't want to invest in anything, you can find opportunities to start for free and just later start paying. So when you start paying, the episodes will be available forever. On that note, also free option to use for audio editing is Audacity. Audacity is a free software that you will have to download. And there can be a bit of a learning curve, but it's just an editing tool. Like if you want to cut out some pieces, and again, like if you want to invest, I would prefer to go to Descript. Descript is really easy to use, but if you want to keep it free, then you can use Audacity. I was using Audacity for most of the time until I actually explored all the features that Descript has. I will have linked Descript below in the description as well. Start where you are with whatever you have and don't overthink it, because everything can evolve, everything can change, and once you're in the process, everything will be a lot simpler. You will have a lot more clarity and you will have so much fun, especially if you love talking like I do. That will be it for me for this episode. I know I will see you for another 50 and way more episodes. This is one of the things that when I got started, I've been consistent with it ever since. I've loved it ever since. I don't think I have skipped a week. And yeah, I'm so very committed to my podcast. I absolutely adore being here. And if you are a listener, please make yourself known. I love to connect with listeners. Reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab or at Threads. Let me know you have heard a podcast episode, or you know, you have listened to it before or listening to it. Let me know if you are a listener. I'm always very excited to connect with you. Now, that will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.